The entire country, when Anderson Economic Group does something and publishes a paper or results, it's published all over the place. They're quite, I mean, kind of like a go-to standard, and we are fortunate to have them right here with us. Christina Benton actually joins us from Anderson Economic Group. We're going to talk about the number of EV charging stations on the increase. Christina, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the number of the charging stations apparently on the increase, but the number of people who want EVs still isn't. How does this all fit together? You guys have done the look into it. How does this all fit together?
Yeah, so we looked at the state of the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, primarily in Michigan, and we saw that as of April 2024, there are currently 311 public DC fast charging stations in Michigan, more than 1,000 level 2 charging stations. And we saw that in 2023, actually, the number of public DC fast charging stations increased by about 102, which is about a 52% increase over the prior year. So that's what we saw.
So is now the analyzation of the numbers. Let's get into that, because what I understand is that the EV is kind of being pulled back a little bit. People just didn't buy into it. A total electric. Now, if you want to go hybrid, that's different. But you, from what I understand, you don't need a dedicated charging station. You can plug that in at your house, a hybrid. At least that's what I've been told. So these 311 charging stations, I believe is what you said. There's got to be more put into place, I'm sure. It's all part of that infrastructure. Do you think this will, is this going to, have you done any polling on it? Is this going to make people go, okay, now it's easier. Now I can get charged up. Now I'm okay with it?
Definitely range anxiety is still a major factor that impacts buying decisions for electric vehicles. And it's true, people can charge their electric vehicle at their home if they have that ability. But for people that don't have the ability, or for folks that travel, that need to access a public charging station while in transit, just as they would need to refuel at a gas station in a car if they have an internal combustion engine vehicle, then it's necessary to have more charging stations, especially along major transportation corridors, rural areas, tourism hotspots. So just looking at Michigan, those are some of the areas that it's needed to have just more charging stations.
Yeah, yeah. And how many are we supposed to have across the state? Do you know? When it's all said and done.
Sorry?
Well, when it's all said and done, what are they, how many are they planning to have across the state? We're at 311 now. They must have, it's got probably thousands, I would think.
Yeah, well, you know, for gas stations, you know, we were looking at how many gas stations are in the state, and that's in the thousands, right? We also looked at how many people, you know, live close to a charging station versus living close to a gas station. And nearly 20% of Michigan's population now lives within a 10-minute round-trip drive of a DC fast charging station, whereas more than 84% of Michigan's residents live within a 10-minute round-trip of a gas station. So that's some of the differences that we see in the actual network so far.
Got it. Anderson Economic Group took a look at these charging stations, EV charging stations. Christina Benton with us. I don't know anything about, really, I haven't looked into it because I don't plan on ever getting one. I drive an old van and I'm going to drive it into the ground, Christina. So just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Are all the charging stations, do you guys know or do you know personally, are these owned by the state or are these owned by companies? You know, because like if you go to get gas, it might be a local owner who owns three or four stations, or it might be one of these big gas companies. Who owns the charging stations?
So, you know, what we have seen, the data set that we are using, it's public access charging stations. So grocery stores might have them. Some gas stations have also installed EV charging stations, car dealerships. Yeah, so the few, I think, are actually owned by local or the state government, but mostly are by these businesses. And they are public access, so everyone can go and use them, whether it's free or you have to pay.
God, I can't imagine it being free. So they got—that's the thing. They got to figure that out. Hey, do you scan your card or whatever, and then the battery kicks on that you can charge? I don't know. Is there a gerbil on a treadmill underground or somewhere? A generator? I don't know how that's gonna work. I think maybe that's part of the problem. Has Anderson Economic Group done any polling of just the public of why people are not on board with the EVs? Is it the just strictly convenience, or do they not trust how they run? Is it a bunch of different reasons?
You know, we've looked at some studies, and something that comes up regularly is affordability. The price of an electric vehicle, especially with the first models, it was just higher than what people will typically pay for an equivalent internal combustion engine vehicle. So definitely the pricing is very important. And recently we have seen more discounts and price cuts for electric vehicles, with manufacturers trying to encourage more demand by slashing prices for electric vehicles.
Yeah, affordability is a big one. I think the other one is getting, you know how the winters can be in Michigan. I don't know if they perform as well out in the middle of, they shut down the highway and you're drifted in and you're sitting there. Can it still warm up and keep me warm? You know what I mean? Of course, then you could say, how long is my tank of gas lasting? But you can always run out on a snowmobile and get some gas somewhere, I guess. I don't know.
That's definitely a concern. That's definitely a concern for buyers. Also, what vehicles are available. I think that now the manufacturers are trying to bring more models on the market, but what type of vehicles, whether it's sedans or crossovers or SUVs, that's something that, you know, the type of vehicle is also important for buyers, and they want to have options when they are using a vehicle.
Do you drive an EV? I just want to know. It's a personal question, but do you drive an EV or a hybrid or all? Have you ever driven one around?
I've driven, but I don't currently own one.
I was told the biggest thing that you notice right away is how quiet. You're waiting for the sound of the engine. There isn't one.
It is very quiet, for sure.
That freaked me out. I'd want someone inside going like, burn, 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 something like that. I don't know.
I'm sure that can be arranged.
Yeah, probably so. So what I'm hearing is, okay, we have 311 stations so far, EV charging stations. That's UP, that's everywhere in Michigan, right? Okay.
Yeah, so that's mostly they are concentrated in the lower half of Lower Peninsula, and that's in the population center. So they are concentrated in Detroit, Ann Arbor, Lansing, of course, Grand Rapids. And, you would expect to see that as there is higher demand in these population centers. They're also in the upper half of the Lower Peninsula, and also a few in the UP. And we have a map where we map those locations.
Oh, we find that on the website for Anderson Economic Group.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. I love it. Christina Benton, you guys do such great work over there. I love it. Anderson Economic Group, always good to us. And seriously, when a report comes out from AEG, the country jumps on it because it's reliable information, and I appreciate that. Christina, here's my idea. If you want to get in on this, let me know. I'm going to create an EV charging station, and it's going to be my kids with hand crank generators out front in the lawn, and they just crank like crazy, and it'll charge you up. And you got to pay us, money. What do you think?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Jump on board. You can get in on the ground floor, I'm telling you. All right, Christina. I will let you go. I know you're going to shake your head once you hang up. You go like, what was that all about? I hope you have a marvelous weekend. It's going to be nice weather-wise. Get out and enjoy, would you?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Anderson Economic Group always gets a kick out of me because they are very official. And, they take this stuff seriously. This is what they do. They study trends, the numbers, the polling, digest all of that. 1320 WILS. It's 820. We'll be right back.